Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to our dope podcast during lunch, dinner, or breakfast. Brad Williams and Adam Ray are here for you any time of the day. So come on and treat yourself right. It's about last night.
Do we cheers them like mm-hmm. like a beer?
Yep.
All right.
Wow. Well, what's great about how you can't? It might sound like just two ordinary dudes eating ice cream cones together, but in actuality, we're looking at the view of a view I never thought I'd see. You know, there's certain cities you just grow up as a kid wondering about, thinking, "Will I ever see that place? And if I do, what's going to be the thing that takes me there?" We're looking at Tokyo. We just got done spending our first night here. Maybe doing the best version of Tokyo you can do. We finished Australia. And we flew to Tokyo this morning. Adam D needed to catch some Z's. So he's like, yo, I don't like football. I love sleep. These two things are canceling each other out.
I mean, Super Bowl at a Tokyo Hooters was probably an experience I'll never forget.
Well, let's just go back to where I go, where are we watching this game? And Walshy and I are both big football fans. And this is a, you know, we made some bets too, so there's a lot riding on this game. And
so
you,
much.
And you Google sports bars. There was one called Sports Bar.
There was one called Sports Bar. There was one called Maharaja, something like that. And then I was like, there's a Hooters. And it's very close. Shibuya. We're at the Shibuya Hooters. And
we're in Shibuya.
When in Shibuya, you eat Hooters wings and watch the Super Bowl.
And we go to this place at 8:30.
Fuck.
No, 8:15 we got there. The game started at 8:30 Tokyo time. And the place is packed. It's standing room only.
Yeah.
Standing room only at a Hooters. This isn't fucking Radio City Music Hall. This is Hooters in Shibuya.
The best was that everyone there just wore whatever NFL gear they had in their closet. It was such a hodgepodge of just fucking Garoppolo jerseys and fucking Cam Newton jerseys. I didn't see a Packers jersey. I was pretty bummed, but there was definitely a Seahawks hat running around.
There was.
Yeah, that wasn't Adam Ray. It was someone else.
Yeah, I felt there was almost like a showdown of like, oh, you're repping Seattle on this side of the country without talking to me first?
Shibuya.
Am I going to have to shank you in Shibuya?
It's called the Tokyo Shank.
First impressions of Tokyo, Kyle.
Very cool city. Very huge, very big. Reminds me a lot of New York City. Like, it's just
big. But on acid, I feel like.
Yeah, like, but like with a lot of like a lot of lights, like a lot of EDM.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And more businesses per capita, I feel like.
So much neon.
Tokyo has so much neon. You know, a lot of places don't have enough. This place has too much.
Too much neon.
There's a lot of alleyways. We walk down these alleyways to try to find a place to get some hot eats and cool treats. And we found...
DQ for... just quote Dairy Queen. That's one thing they don't have here. They might. I mean...
Hey, if Shibuya's got a Hooters, they got a Dairy Queen. And put that on my gravestone if I die on this trip.
I will make
you know, Adam Ray loved Shibuya. He loved Hooters. He loved DQ. And he always said if... Shibuya's got a Hooters. They got a DQ nearby. Yeah, you just got to look
said
for
a lot.
It.
He got very annoying.
He actually said it once.
Said it way too many times.
My first impressions. Look, you hear Tokyo is just like a epicenter for technology, overpopulation. I would say, as chaotic as it seems, the people The streets seem clean. The people seem organized. It's like organized chaos. Yeah. I feel like everyone's walking to the beat of the drum that they should be going to. And it's almost like a beautiful symphony of like, you're never stepping on anybody's toes.
Yeah, great. Everyone's super nice. Even if there's the language barrier. It's like a lot of charades.
Yeah.
You're like...
Oh, well, tonight, Adam, we had this little Japanese restaurant that we found. It was great. I wish you remember the name of it so we give it a shout out. Because I know the About Last Night listeners are frequently looking for new eateries in Japan.
Diners, drive-ins, Shibuya.
Okay. Diners, drive-ins, and Shibuya edition. But we're sitting down, and the woman goes, no, you asked, you go, where's the restroom?
Is there a bathroom? Is there a restroom?
That just wasn't resonating. So then
just a blank stare.
A blank stare. So I read the room, I take stare, and I go, I'm going to see your stare and raise you a, do you have a pee-pee place?
And then this lady, this poor girl goes, a pee-pee place? I'm like, oh God, no. And then Adam, Divine, just reenacted taking his pants off and sitting down on the shitter.
he literally did a charade version of... walking, he did a little mini walk into a bathroom, a squat, a unzip, and a.
He's a great actor.
He's a great actor. He committed. He really is.
And then she goes, restroom. Yeah. Like, I said that. I said restroom.
Why'd you need the full charade?
All right.
But the food was phenomenal.
So good.
It's one of the things, too. You want to eat authentic Japanese cuisine, and we did. We were starving because, look, once we got in the Super Bowl, if you don't know the time difference of certain places, Japan is, I think, 19 hours ahead? No.
17 or 19.
It's a day and change, or less than a day and change. Right now, it's 12:37 a.m., and I know that I have to do... some voiceover stuff at 2 a.m., which will be 9 a.m.
You guys do
L.A. time. So,
I don't know the math.
Yeah, whatever that is.
Math.
You're a day behind, but it's Tuesday right now in Tokyo, and it's Monday at, 2 hours, at 7:30 in the morning. It's Monday, 7:30 in Seattle and Los Angeles and the West Coast. So, you know, we land at 5:30. We come back to the hotel. We go straight to a Hooters. We watch the Super Bowl. Kyle and I come back. We're like, we got to crash. That time difference fucks you up, man.
Yeah, it's not good.
I mean, we could probably sleep for a while. I mean, we were just gone. But thankfully, we got up because, you know, a lot of people in Tokyo rave about, you know, you should do this. You should do that. You should, you know, eat this. You should, you know, see that.
Suck on that.
Suck on that. Get an ice cream cone. Go to Shibuya, and one thing we made a point to do was go to the robot bar. The robot bar, I thought, initially, was a bar run by robots. I'm like, oh, Japan is so technologically advanced. These motherfuckers have bars with trained robots serve and protect you.
Yeah, they're living in 2030.
That's what I thought.
They're 12 years ahead of us.
When you don't know about something, you create your own idea of what that place is. And I'm like, Tokyo's in the future. Everyone's always like, Japan's got everything, dude. Japan, you know, it says made in America, but it's Japan, you know, America, made in Japan. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, this place is going to be bonkers. And it is. But this robot bar was a much better version of what I could have anticipated. It wasn't robots serving us drinks. It was like a, I don't even know, fucking...
Yeah.
Characters. The show starts. A woman comes up. She goes, "Are you ready for show to fun? Are you ready for fun to fun it?" You know, and we're just like, "Fucking what? Yeah!" You know.
The best is when they sang Bruno Mars, "Uptown Funk You Up," and they would were so cute.
God bless her. Yeah. Trying to get all the,
The robots in this thing were insane. There was a storyline. There was like robots had taken over. The robots and humans lived harmoniously until the robots took over. There's a whole like backstory. And then like all this sword fighting.
There were giant crabs. Yeah. There were robots that would come out and be like,
"This animatronic.
How dare you touch my crab? You shall die." And then the queen's like, "Not if I have anything to say about it."
No.
And her line, I loved her line. She goes, I saw what you did. I don't like it. Stop it. And now I kill you. And I was like, fuck yeah. Cut right to the chase.
Kill her.
Yeah, but the show was a 90-minute show in 15-minute increments. And in these intermissions, they'd pull out popcorn machines and light bulbs that you could put vodka sodas in and banners and other hullabaloo.
You could buy taco Doritos.
You could buy taco Doritos. You could buy a bag of Doritos.
Yeah.
And it was shit. They had a wall of celebrities that had frequented this show. And
I mean, with Johnny good Knoxville, reason. Rick Glassman.
Rick Glassman, the Japan Jew Rick Glassman version we saw.
Shout out to Japan and Rick Glassman. Japanese Jew Rick Glassman. Looked like he was having a great time.
There's a Rick Glassman version in every country, I feel like.
Yes.
Yeah, that was bonkers. And then we went to a little bar tonight called the Bar Zagai, to which the guy told us the translation was Bar the Guy.
The Guy Bar.
Yeah, the Guy Bar. It was three floors up. It was a bar that held probably nine people.
And everything has so many floors to get to. Like, yeah, we're on like the fifth or the sixth or the seventh. You just walk up to the thing.
Yeah, do Japanese people have just amazing calves?
I mean,
I haven't checked, but I'm going to check tomorrow.
They're so short. I didn't look at the calves.
By the way, how great is this ice cream cone?
I mean,
what's it called, by the way? Can we give a shout out to the company?
No, it just says 7-Eleven. More tasty, more affordable, frozen treats. Oh, wait. 7 Premium is ever evolving. So.
But by the way, 7-Eleven and Hooters and Burger King and McDonald's. The only American businesses I've seen in Tokyo.
There's a Taco Bell I saw online. We didn't see it, but I definitely want to go check out the Tokyo Taco Bell. Oh, and the dude, we met this couple at the bar that we sat down with at the Hooters. Very nice. First time one guy that he had ever watched football was the Super Bowl.
Yep.
And he was just a dope guy. But he was telling me about how we had to eat raw horse meat. And
horse meat. And he said it tastes like chicken, kind of?
I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
He said
tastes like horse.
Yeah, probably.
He was really adamant about that. It was like, what do we do? He's like, eat the raw horse meat.
He said we could eat raw chicken. And he said,
it makes you strong.
Yeah, he's like, it's big, make you big and strong, raw chicken. Well, I didn't know what he was saying, raw. I thought he was saying roll.
Yeah.
Raw chicken. I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. Oh, raw chicken. No, what?
No, man.
Roll chicken. What? No, raw. Like,
roll doll's chicken?
Roll chicken.
They got to roll Willy Wonka in the chocolate factory? Yeah, I mean, I've heard raw chicken can be a good source of protein. I'm not looking. Here's one of those things, too, man. I'm a very yes-ander. I think you, Adam, and I all are like, what's on the agenda? What have we not done? Let's do it.
Yeah.
There's certain things, especially food-wise, where I'm going to kind of pull the plug on participating. But that being said, I also succumb to peer pressure pretty easily where it's like, if you and Ad were both like, we're getting raw horse meat, I would get it.
I mean,
but I'm not going out of my way to get it by myself.
Yeah.
I'm not Anthony Bourdain. By the way, Anthony Bourdain saw this robot show, and Adam told me he said that he called it one of the wonders of the world.
It's fucking amazing.
Yeah.
There's...
And Bourdain has seen some shit.
They put on such a good show. Like, the energy was just... You could go in not speaking a lick of any language that remotely resembles anything else. And they give you laser lights, and then... They have crowds pumping and clapping and the music, and it's just a great time.
What do you think it's the equivalent to an American show for, like, if you were to say...
Siegfried and Roy.
For a Japanese person to come see.
Siegfried and Roy without the tigers, all the gayness.
Without the tigers? Just a gay blowjob festival?
It's like a Vegas... It was like a Vegas-type show.
Probably like a Cirque du Soleil show.
Sure, yes. Yeah. But with way more neon lights.
Way more neon lights and way more intense and way more intimate.
Yeah.
And way more confusion. Because, well, actually, Cirque du Soleil, I never really know what's going on in the story. It's always like, the guy did a backflip underwater.
I've never seen Cirque du Soleil.
Came up, really?
Never.
Well, let me give you a little breakdown. A guy will do a backflip into a pool of water. Then him and a woman will be pulled out of the water by a tightrope. They'll be suspended like 60 feet into the air. they'll be put into like some weird glass gerbil cage. They'll start spinning in it. One guy will be like stretching outside of the throw up guy. Then a couple of dwarves start doing some handstands. And you're like, this was $60.
Before you know it, show's over.
Yeah. Before you know it, Siegfried and Roy come out going, who wants a hand job?
The Blue Man Group.
The
Blue Man Group is there.
The Blue Ball Group. Have you seen the Blue Man Group?
No, I haven't seen them either.
Have you been to Vegas?
It's been like 5 years, man, 6 years. So no. Even when I went, I'm a degenerate gambler. And I just
gamble. You love it.
I love gambling. So I'll do all that. And it's like shows? Nah. Lock me in a casino for 7 hours. Pump in the oxygen. And I'll either come out up 10,000 or down 20. So you fucking tell me.
I'll either be investing in your business or asking for child support.
Absolutely. I can't pay the alimony.
Hey, what's your poker?
I love Hold'em.
Have you ever thought about getting in the World Series of Poker?
I would love to.
How do we do that?
you have 10 grand? Sponsor me. Anybody out there listening, have 10 grand.
Is that what it takes?
Yeah. The World Series, the main event, is 10 grand. And it's just so many people. And it's so many days. But
how good are you?
I mean, I'm not professional, but I feel like I can hold my own, and I usually make good reads. But, like, when you know how everyone knows... Like,
how's your poker face?
Well, I mean... It's not as good as Lady Gaga's, but it's pretty good.
It'd be great if that's where that song came from.
It did.
She's good at poker?
She's so good at poker.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Dude, she puts on a smoky eye and makeup and like...
That's Are you kidding me?
Of course I'm kidding you. Like, I know what Lady Gaga's poker... Oh, yeah, she's got a great poker face. And then she stuttered.
Carly Rae Jepsen. Now that...
I got a poker face. I think you have aces. You have a good hand. You're stuttering.
You're stuttering. Only Porky Pig stutters that hard, and he sucks with this game.
I fold. Okay. All right, man. Just settle down, Porky.
Oh, shit. Wait, so, yeah. Well, I've only seen it on ESPN, and it looks really intense. And a buddy of mine from college did it, and he got really far, and it was like a 3-4 day event.
Yeah. Absolutely. Like, you get to the final nine, and then they, like, suspend play for months on end, and it's a whole spectacle.
I knew guys in college that would gamble online and pay for their college through gambling online.
Well, it's gambling. You're going to lose. It's not like a... I remember today I told Adam Ray a couple bets on the Super Bowl, and then as soon as they were hitting, and he's like, I should have put... 50,000, like, no, of course it's winning. That's when you think you should have put it on, but you gotta bet with inside your means, guys. If you have a problem, call 1-800-GAMBLERS-ANONYMOUS. Well, that's real, but
yeah, you're taking a bet on how often people call it.
How what?
I don't know. So I do want people to know the bets we made today.
Oh yeah, yeah.
I asked Kyle, I go, what are the spreads? You know, I'm new to gambling, so it's like, you know, the point differential, what it means to be, you know, take the under, the over. And then he introduced me to the idea of prop bets, which is like the fun bets. Basically the reason that you bet.
They're just the best.
It's like, you know, what color Gatorade's gonna get dumped on?
Yellow.
Which Kyle guessed yellow, and that's what won.
Well, it was yellow or clear. I still didn't see the video because in Tokyo, you don't get the whole feed.
They got the live feed of the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but they don't have commercials, which was...
We didn't see any commercials. We saw one commercial for like a weird, like...
Racing.
Pager or something. I don't know. What was it? A racer pager? Yeah.
It was a racer pacer. It was a pacemaker. It was a pacemaker.
Hooked up to a walkie-talkie. Wait, so... But you did tell me about... And the Gatorade thing, you only guessed yellow because you'd done your research, and what?
In the NFC... Well, I was watching a recap, and in the NFC title game, the Eagles won, and they dumped the coach with yellow Gatorade. And I was like, done. Eagles are going to win. I hate the Patriots. I also hate the Eagles. Let's preface that, too. They both suck. But I thought the Eagles would win. They did. And I was thinking yellow Gatorade. Plus, I mean, the National Anthem bet. That bet was, that's my funnest, that's my favorite bet of all time.
That was the best, because it was basically Will Pink sing under 2 minutes or over 2 minutes. And then it's released that she has the flu. So first of all, when Kyle tells me this is a bet, I'm like,
she's sick.
I start singing to myself. I'm like, oh, say, what would Pink do? You know? And I started thinking that I can imagine what Pink would do and I can actually do it. Because I'm like, she's a pop star. She's not going to drag things out too much.
Hold the notes.
When she had the flu, it's like, oh, she wants to get through this.
Yeah.
And she did, but we walked in at...
A minute and a half in.
And the Rockets' Red Glare, I think we walked in it. Yeah. And that seemed long to me. Which just goes to show you don't know.
No.
And then I'm like, oh, fuck, dude, we went long. And then Cal's buddy texted me, he goes, dude, it's not looking good. I don't know what it was, but that felt long. And we're just like, fuck. And then you check it out, and it was 153.
Minute 53, Pink, baby. Unders. Which
is crazy. Like,
unders,
we won, but 7 seconds.
Yeah, it was like a 7 or 8 second differential. Where Vegas, how does Vegas know? Vegas is so good at being like, hey, it's this right on the number, and then that's the number that hits.
Also, like, how do you, like, what if Pink had some thing in her earpiece where it was like, what if she was in cahoots with Vegas and they were like, you're at 140. Speed it up.
Cut off home of the brain. Cut off. Stop it now.
Rockets Red Glare. And then we end it. Leave them on a high note in anticipation. They got to come back next year if they want to hear how the song finishes.
There was a controversy last year where I don't know who it was, but she sang Home of the Brave twice.
Who the fuck was that?
I don't remember. But she sang it twice, and a lot of the books either didn't honor it or honored it. But this year, I noticed when I bet it, it said from the first note until the last note. They like prefaced it with like a, not even just, they're like, the moment she starts to the moment she stops. Like, okay. Sure. Pink, get you some. Adam's got a mouthful of ice cream right now, just so you know.
Yeah, it was amazing.
It was so fun.
And now we have one more day, and then we go to Army bases. And you haven't done that before either.
No, I've never. I mean, I think I've been to a base in Omaha, off at Air Force Base. I've visited there before, but never overseas. And my grandpa actually was stationed, I think, Kadena Air Force Base?
Oh, shit.
Kyoto? I can't remember which one. But my grandpa was in the Air Force for years, and he actually was at, I remember I told him that I was coming over here, and he's like, I was at that base
for, oh my God,
40 years ago. And no, yeah, he really, really loved Japan.
So he's real locked into us being here.
Yeah, he's really pumped.
Yeah, it'll be crazy. It'll be cool to entertain the troops, but also like get a little slice of what that's like and see how they're living.
Yeah, I think Wednesday we get a tour of the USS Reagan, which is the newest aircraft carrier. Is that what they're called?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's the newest one. So that's just billions
again,
of dollars.
Again, another thing where it's just like you only see it in movie and TVs and... movies and TVs,
shows and podcasts.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. To where you know, getting a real up close and personal view is when it resonates as far as being a real thing. But well, that'll be cool. Real quick, Australia, few days. I did a podcast the first few days. We had just held koalas and kangaroos.
Okay, nice.
So this was the day after. Then we went to. And we had done Australia and that, and then the next few days we're taking a shoey on stage.
Oh, man.
Which, apparently in Australia, taking a shoey is a big deal where people drink a beer out of a shoe. Did not know that. They yelled at Adam to do it on stage. He did it. And I'm downstairs.
Yeah, he was like, yeah, 1,000 people told me to do a shoey. Yeah, okay. I'll take off my shoe.
Yeah. I mean, I can pander with the best of them. And so he does it. And I just hear downstairs people going fucking nuts. And I'm like, what the fuck is that all about? Kyle comes down and he goes, he just drank a beer out of a shoe. I go, what the fuck? On purpose?
Well, no, he slipped. He tripped. The shoe came off. The beer spilled.
Into the shoe.
Yeah,
didn't want to waste a cup. So they're going nuts. And then I think it's probably been posted on social media. Actually, it has by me. Where we went to a beach in Perth, the city beach. And Adam asked me to put sunscreen on his back. And look, I will stick to this story, okay? Kyle wants to buzz my balls and be like...
I'm definitely going to counteract your story.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So I start rubbing. And look, for me, when you're rubbing somebody's back and putting sunscreen on.
I'm actually rubbing Adam's back right now.
When you're putting sunscreen on someone's back, that's a new sensation. That's a new thing. If you haven't done that. So now you're just waiting for the signal for when the person's comfortable level starts to drop.
I love
so
how you called it a new sensation.
Yeah, what are you describing, TLC hitting the music scene?
That's a new sensation. I didn't know my dick would be hard. I didn't know.
So I start rubbing the sunscreen, and I do a I guess kind of a counterclockwise move, a move that basically spreads the screen from shoulder to shoulder blade, leaving a gap in the middle.
Spreads the screen.
And 2.5 seconds in, I hear Adam go, "Thank you." And again, waiting for that signal to be like, when do I release the hands and abort application? And and that was that moment. And guess what, man? You're just as guilty of me bailing 2 seconds in for you not to recognize, did you get it all in 2 seconds? He could have easily been like, did you get it? No, he just goes, cool, assumed I got it. That's on you, assuming I know how to apply sunscreen properly. So then, 3 days later, maybe a day later, we all are like, fuck, you guys burnt? You burnt? Yeah, shoulders, legs.
Peeling.
We're all starting to peel. And Adam's like, yeah, my back is toasted. And we're like, really? Pulls his shirt off. And it's just like the most comical version of a sunburn you can see. It's
pretty funny.
And he pulled it off in Brisbane and was like, here's how shitty of a friend Adam Ray is. And I was like, yeah, fuck you. And I go, you want me to do a shoey? People go nuts. I take a shoey. Definitely felt it for a few minutes, but that feeling quickly went away because the next night in Melbourne that we flew to, we had a day off. And guess who's playing in Melbourne? Oh, I don't know, Weezer and Foo Fighters. Oh, guess what? I don't know. We get to go backstage. We watch the rest of the show from side stage. We go backstage. We hang out with Dave Grohl and the band. We become friends with Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl goes, can I come to your show tomorrow night? Fuck yeah, Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl and company come to our show in Melbourne, hang out pre-show, hang out post-show.
Insane.
I mean, look, like I was a Foo Fighters fan. Then I went on a Foo Fighters binge rabbit hole of like documentaries and YouTube clips. But like, how was that for you?
That was insane because Adam and myself growing up, like they were them, Nirvana, Weezer, Green Day, Bush, like those are the top, like Foo Fighters have been a top 2 or 3 band for me forever. So like meeting Dave Grohl was so surreal. It was insane. And he's the nicest, most down to earth. Like I remember multiple occasions when we were like, come to the show. He's like, are you sure it's okay if we come to the show? I'm like, shut the fuck up. Yes. Come to the, yes, yeah. Absolutely. Just a very nice down to earth guy. But it was surreal. Like, turns like the manager, the Foo Fighters tour manager is also Blink-182's tour manager.
Right.
So we actually got to meet them at the Forum. I met Mark Hoppus earlier this year. So like, the fact that I met Mark Hoppus and Dave Grohl in the same year is like
bonkers.
Just insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was an amazing experience.
And he like told us Nirvana stories in the back. He told us this one story about how Dave Grohl, because we were just talking about dealing with hecklers and whatnot, and he said one time Kurt Cobain, somebody threw a shoe at him, and he took the shoe and pissed in it. And then after the show, he was like, so whose shoe is this? And some girl, a little girl, comes up and was like, did you guys find my shoe? And he pissed in this like sweet little girl's shoe. But yeah, that was bonkers.
These were crazy.
And then we ended Australia by doing the Sydney Opera House, which you know from Finding Nemo, but you also know from just being one of the most iconic venues in the history of the world.
P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way.
P. Sherman, 42 Wallaby Way. So iconic, in fact, that that something bonkers happened while I was on stage that that I want to play for you. So basically, Walshy, I can't believe that you even caught this on tape.
I know.
Of all the moments to like be taping.
I was just like, yeah, this is, I'll just get a bit or two from Adam Ray and see what's up. And
which was awesome because I did want to see like footage because they don't tape the shows. They got some pictures and whatnot and those were cool. But like the acoustics were next level, man.
So almost, sick.
Like 1,500 people just, you know, it's they have opera there. They had a Mozart tribute show there, I think today. And so, and we're doing dick jokes there. So the lights go out on me randomly, and then this happens.
Oh, they packaged that compliment with no homo. Still in 2018, no homo, man. All right. Just to let you know, things ain't going further than that compliment, Craig. All right. I said you got a cool jacket, man. I'm trying to travel the world.
No, the lights fade out on me. The lights fade out, and then they just come up.
Did an alien just fucking take my soul? What the fuck is that? But seriously, what the fuck was that? Can I get a goofers real quick? I just pissed myself. I like how you guys are like, hey man, fucking, it didn't happen to us, so keep on going. We're fine. Our souls are intact. Hope he came out of my...
I mean... So crazy. By the way, the sound guy or the light guy was just like, yeah, sorry, man. I just hit the wrong button. I was like, yeah, man.
Well, he changed the look. He had a wash on you, and then it went out, and he like panicked, and then all of a sudden, you had a spotlight. Like, it was completely, like a completely different look. And like, what the fuck?
And I didn't, I was one of those things where I was like, I felt like it was a big lighting, like, I felt the lights went out on me, but I was like, I'm just going to keep going. And then it was so abrupt, the contrast of the spotlight, that I had to look up. And then when people laugh, they go, all right, they saw that.
Yeah.
This is one of those where you're just like, there's no way that happened to me at the Sydney Opera House, but nobody's immune to spontaneity. But that was cool.
Yeah, the Opera House was so iconic, so rad.
And a Goofers, by the way, for those of you who don't know, is a beer that I thought was a Cooper's. I think I mentioned this in the last podcast. written in cursive, it says Cooper's. It's actually Cooper's. I thought it said Goofers. So we've been, the rest of the tour, been joking around about making up a beer called Goofers.
If you're having a Goofers, you're having a laugh.
So there's a commercial where it's a guy drinking a, well, I don't even know if I should give this away.
Nah, save it.
I'm going to save it.
Save it.
Yeah. Just, would you drink a Goofers? Would you drink a Goofers as an American beer? Because apparently, Foster's, Australian for beer, is also American for bullshit.
Yeah, not really.
Because Foster's does not exist in Australia. And they're like, we've never had it before. I don't know what you're talking about. That's it's a British guy talking about it, an Australian beer. But
the worst accent.
But they don't have it down there. So America made it up to be like, these fucking dumbasses don't know. Yeah. This is what they drink. And no, they don't. They drink Coopers. So we want to make up another beer. Would you have a Goofers? Tweet at the podcast, at Alien Podcast, hashtag Goofers. Would you have a Goofers? Because it sounds like a fun beer. Hey, give me a couple of goofs. We're going to go to the pub and have some Goofers with our buddies. We're going to get goofed tonight.
I'm there.
I think everybody is. All right. Well, we're off to where on Wednesday?
Some Air Force base around Tokyo. We don't fly out of Tokyo until Friday.
We don't come back to the States until February 14th, Valentine's Day. Perfect timing.
So beautiful. So right.
Love is in the air.
We're all getting a dinner, us
yeah.
three.
Yeah.
I've made a reservation. It's fine.
Well, hope you guys have a great week. And look, if you haven't gotten to travel outside the States, let this be a lesson to you. Get out of your bubble. Even if it means driving 4 hours south or 4 hours east or 12 hours north, get the fuck out of where you're at.
Do
because
it.
The world's a lot bigger than what you think. And the food is way better than where you're at.
And everyone in Australia wants to talk about Trump.
Oh, they really do. I mean, I even said, I was like, how'd you guys view that? Were you like, grab my pussy? There's no way they're going to let it. Oh, they're going to try it out. Oh, shit. Oh, fuck these motherfuckers. They're going to need the goofers to wash down the taste of that.
I need a couple goofers.
All right. Well, thanks, Walshy.
Yeah, no worries, bud.
I'll see you
tonight while we sleep together. I'm going to hold you.
Good night.
Tell them that bread will you. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessime Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.